Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Great stuff from our man Eddie Gonzalez right there. I always love talking to Eddie each week. As we get in, obviously, for those that were watching, Eddie decked out in his Raiders gear. Oh, man, it's a good call. We're going to get to the Raiders in a heartbeat. Aldrin J brings up the Valkyries and whether their coach should win Coach of the Year. I don't know if their coach should win Coach of the Year, but congratulations to the Golden State Valkyries. One, no expansion team has ever made the playoffs before in the WNBA before. Most expansion teams in the W are absolute trash. This is two things. One, it shows the level of talent that is in the league right now. And two, what a great job by this front office putting together this team. I'm not sure how they did it. I laughed when they made all of those cuts going into the season. It was like they cut everyone under the age of like 25. It's a slight exaggeration. They kept a lot of older players, a lot of veteran players. But they clinched a playoff spot beating the Dallas Wings last night, man. So cool. Shout out to the Golden State Valkyries. And I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think the Valkyries playoff games will be aired here on ESPN 1320.
That's a good look.
So there's, some of it could depend on football nights and different things like that. And I don't know that this is even 100% solidified with our friends over at 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries and all of that. But I know the working plan is to air their playoff games here. But man, congratulations to the Valkyries. What a absolutely incredible job they did this season.
Absolutely.
I really thought they had no business. Like after that, I was like, this team's going to be dreadful. Mm. And here they are on their way to the playoffs, man. Great stuff.
History.
Absolutely.
History made. Big ups to them. And in those playoff games, live from the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They should have just went to Oakland.
Yeah, they yeah.
I know. I understand, like, if you got commitments or whatever. I don't know why they went all the way to San Jose. They could have came to the Golden One Center.
I was going to say, I don't know why anybody goes to the Shark Tank. No offense.
Shark Tank is getting a renovation.
Good. You should watch wrestling events at the Shark Tank.
Yeah, man.
It's time.
It is. It is.
I was before I saw Aldrin J mention the Valkyries, I was referencing Eddie in his Raiders gear. Of course, we got the Raiders opening up this weekend against the New England Patriots in New England. And one of the frequent conversations that we've had over the course of the last couple of weeks, month or so, is what are our expectations for the Las Vegas Raiders? Mm-hmm. And we go back to Kyle's question earlier this morning. Kyle Mattson asked, if I gave you $1,000 that you could take and place on either the Sacramento Kings making the playoffs or the Las Vegas Raiders making the playoffs, we all said the Kings, but there was a caveat to all that. It's like, yeah, but it's close. And it's not a close like, oh, both teams stink. It was a close like, I think the Kings can win a certain amount of games, but we're really, I think, us, we're talking about the Raiders potentially winning one or two more games than any of us expect. Mm-hmm. We're talking about them finishing slightly above 500 and whether that's enough to get you to the postseason. We looked up, you know, there's been so many teams under 500 that made the playoffs in the past. That's that we couldn't find that. That didn't happen last year. We didn't really dig into it, you know, much further, but there wasn't an 8-9 team that made the playoffs last year. And I don't even know, maybe 8-9 is a stretch. Maybe 8 wins for the Raiders is a stretch. Mm-hmm. But you brought Pete Carroll in for a reason. Your quarterback position last year was a disaster. It was awful. You brought Geno Smith in for a reason. Both of them, whether it's meant to be short-term or long-term or whatever it's supposed to be, both of them are good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be good for something entering this season.
Yeah, I think that would be good for 4 or 5 more wins.
Mm.
You know, this is a 4-win team that those guys are coming to. So
that's tough.
Even if you won 3 games,
yeah,
that's an improvement. That is a step in the right direction. I think they're capable of competing every week, potentially being in the hunt, like we talked about, mm-hmm, in December, mm-hmm, on the graphic, in the hunt. And who knows what happens when you get to that point. You could win 2 of your last 3 games and find a way to get in. But if they just got to 7-8 wins this year, I would look at that as a success for this Raider team and a step in the right direction.
You know who they sort of remind me of? They remind me a little bit. I don't think they're as talented, and I do think this team is talented. They remind me a little bit of the Cowboys. Like, I think they have some weapons on the I think their offense is better than last year. And I think they can potentially win games with their offense. Their defense is concerning to me. And I don't love their pass defense. And in a division that features Patrick Mahomes, a very heavily hyped Bo Nix, and your boy, Justin Herbert, and your favorite coach, that's a tough division to have a sketchy pass defense in.
Well, I'll even go a step further, because I agree with you, but I'll go a step further when you talk about that wide receiver room in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the defense they're going up against.
That wide receiver room got thinner yesterday.
Man,
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Look who they're going up against, though. They're going up against two of the top 5 defenses in the game.
Yeah.
When you talk about the Broncos and the Chiefs, and I think the Chargers have a good defense. So if you don't have the weapons on the offensive end to be able to combat that in your division, it's tough to say,
and that's,
we're going to win 19 games and get to the playoffs.
But that's where I think, and this is putting a lot on a now second-year Brock Bowers and a first-year Ashton Jenty. Like, you're putting – a first-year with the Raiders – Geno Smith,
mm-hmm,
and Chip Kelly. So you're putting,
all right, Chip.
You're putting a lot on these guys. You're putting a lot on these guys. As you mentioned, the Chiefs are in this division. The Broncos are in this division. Some of the top defenses in the league are in this division. So if you're going to be carried by your offense, man, that's a tall task. That's a tall task ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Of course, division games are always a little different. They always measure a little bit different. You're hyper familiar with the teams. But those teams, at least right now, kind of at ground zero, we believe to be very, very good. Mm-hmm. And we just, I think we're operating with heightened expectations, slightly heightened expectations for the Las Vegas Raiders.
And you also look at some of their non-division games. You got, these are teams that I think when you talk about the defensive end, being able to have to deal with that, they got to go to New England. They got to go to Philadelphia. They got to go to Houston. And then they got the Giants at home. I mean, between those four teams that I mentioned, Denver and Kansas City, you could be facing six of the top 10 defenses in the league this year, and a couple of them two times. So that's tough, man. That's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. For them to, and when I say tough, I mean for them to get to the point where they're winning 9-10 games with just, they just don't have a lot of offensive weapons, a lot of offensive firepower. And that's going to put a lot of stress on the defense that you said is a little concerning to you.
Yeah.
And to me too.
I feel like we're going to be saying the same names with the Raiders all season. And the sooner the trend breaks, the better. But it's going to be Jeanty and how is he performing as a rookie. It's going to be Brock Bowers, and does he continue to be that? Is he the next great NFL tight end? Is he the guy we start to mention in the, you know, that we mentioned in the category of like the Kittles and the Kelseys and stuff like that? Like, do we put him in that category? Of course, we're going to be talking about Max Crosby. We're going to be talking about Geno Smith. I think there's going to be a heavy hyper focus on Pete Carroll. They're going to need some other players to infiltrate that list of names. Yeah. And if you can gather a couple of them on the defensive end, I think that would be good. Because as you just said, they're gonna be going against some defensive monsters in their own division.
Yeah, for sure. I think they just fall short of a playoff appearance. I got them at 7-8 wins max. I'd be surprised if they got to 9 wins. I'd mm-hmm. pleasantly surprised because I want them to do well. Mm-hmm. But I'd be surprised if they got to 9 wins, go from 4 to 9 wins in the first season of Pete Carroll with no, outside of Brock Bowers, no real established offensive threats. That'd be a good surprise.
But you maybe not a threat, but you have something consistent. In Geno.
Yeah.
I do think that matters. You had nothing consistent at that position. And you can argue good, great, elite. You can argue what you think Geno is. But if nothing else, the last handful of years have shown us, all right, he can be a consistent quarterback. He'll have his down moments for sure, but every quarterback does. He can be far more consistent than anything we saw under center for them. Probably since Derek Carr left.
Yeah.
Or was allowed to leave or was thrown out.
Shout out Derek Carr.
Enjoy the retired
retirement.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, enjoy retirement. He'd still start for the Saints right now.
You're sticking with that guy?
Oh.
Damn, Tom.
So that has come back because Mark Davis was talking. For those that don't remember, that was the opening monologue from Tom Brady on an episode of The Shop. Mm-hmm. And it got a ton of run, which I don't know that this phrase has ever been used before, on NFL Twitter. And there was heavy speculation. Confirmation. He's talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Confirmation. He's talking about this guy. Mark Davis said recently, Tom Brady was going to be a Raider in 2020 when he left the Patriots. He was going to be a Raider, and Gruden and Mayock, the general manager at the time, said no. We're sticking with the guy we have, and however many years later it was, Tom Brady's opening up the shop, the scene that they used to lead into the episode, talking about, there were other teams I considered. There was one I considered. They told me they didn't want me there. Like, you're sticking with that guy? And I don't know that 1 + 1 = 2 in this situation, but the timing and the phrasing sure matches up to see that maybe, in fact, he was talking about Derek Carr. Which Derek Carr is just trying to be retired. Like, leave a man alone.
Yeah. And I remember at the time, my first thought was always it was Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners.
Yeah.
And people did a little bit more digging and putting two and two together. And now we're near where it's
also at. What point was Tom Brady going to sign with every football team in 2020?
Well, if Stephen Ross wasn't an idiot, he would have been a Dolphin.
So he would have been a Dolphin.
Like, literally,
he would have been a Raider.
Obvious.
I guess the only one who did what did Kyle say? No, or he didn't want to come here?
No, he wanted to keep Purdy.
No, not Purdy.
Or
Garoppolo.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy. Okay.
Stephen Ross definitely was paying people through aspiration.
No, he was just paying him from, like, personal checks from Donald Trump. Here. Here. Take this. Here. White House letterhead. Here. Take this.
Wasn't the deal with Brady he was going to give him ownership?
He's going to get ownership at the end of it or whatever. Sean Payton would have been his coach.
This is literally aspiration. This is
they met on his yacht.
This is literally the Kawhi Leonard situation.
Would have been sick.
This is not legal at all.
They were going to give that man the Dolphins. Then they were going to give him an actual dolphin to take home.
Yes, exactly. Flipper from the movie.
Obviously.
The yacht that the meeting was on. He was going to get that.
He was going to get that. They were going to throw in Free Willy from the mid 90s.
He would have got the next part in Ace Ventura.
Oh, man. Well,
would have worked out.
It could have been, Jesse.
How many Ace Ventura movies are there? Two or three?
I've never even seen
it. It might be three.
You've never seen it?
No.
You haven't seen any of them?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I've never seen the Austin Powers movies. He is. Well, the Dolphins are a central focus of the
first one. That's part of one of the movies, but I've never seen it.
Laces out. That's all I really remember.
Spoiler alert. Did she kidnap Dan Marino? Or he?
Yeah.
I don't know what you
said. Yeah, I think.
Wasn't Dan Marino kidnapped? I can't remember.
I vaguely remember that movie. Vaguely.
Finkel and Einhorn. That's what I remember.
It's Jim Carrey, right?
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out.
At one point in time, Jim Carrey was like the funniest guy. He was hilarious.
Yeah. He definitely was. He was so over-exaggerated. Mm-hmm. It was... I don't even know if the things that he was saying was actually funny. As much as his mannerisms and his behavior was hilarious.
It almost reminds me, Justin, you might get this one. It reminds me of a SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob, he would rip his pants. Like, he would, like, move and his pants would rip. And at first, it was just, like, so hilarious. Like, everywhere he went, they were like, oh, there he is. He did it again. This is hilarious. And SpongeBob would keep doing it for the cheap pop. And then at some point, it just flipped. He, like, did it, and they're like, oh, great. He ripped his pants again. And it wasn't funny no more.
That's how I feel about the Yeet guy.
Oh, man. Really?
Fine.
That is cold.
It's fine.
That is cold as ice.
You really do dislike Jey Uso. Damn.
I don't dislike him. It's just, it's fine.
I'm trying to think of.
Wow.
You know, that's how Jim Carrey was. It was like really funny at first, and it was like, all right.
Jim Carrey's stretch of like the Ace Ventura movies,
The Mask,
Liar Liar, Dumb and Dumber.
And he had one more. This is when it went south. This is when it was like he ripped his pants again. It was, what was it, Dear God or something?
Oh, Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, was that bad? Funny. Bruce Almighty was
kind of
funny.
Me as a child liked that movie.
Bruce Almighty was
kind of funny. It was fine, but that's when it started. It was like...
Shout out to The Mask.
Oh, The Cable God.
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy. So he...
I wasn't even that...
I remember the first time I saw that vampire movie he did before In Living Color. It's called Once Bitten. It's fascinating. It came out in 1985. Ace Ventura's Pet Detective came out. So in, oh my God, in 1994, man, you talk about an MVP year. Mm. He dropped Ace Ventura, The Mask, oof, and Dumb and Dumber,
oof,
all in the same year. 95, Batman.
In the same year.
The
crazy.
Same year. Batman, and those are arguably his three most iconic movies.
Yeah.
Batman Forever came out in 95. So did the second Ace Ventura movie. 96 was The Cable Guy. 97 was Liar Liar. Mm. The true culmination, I think, was The Truman Show.
Sure, I was just thinking The Truman Show.
The Truman Show came out in 98. You've got the Andy Kaufman movie in 99, which...
He did good in Sonic a couple years ago. He played whatever the...
I'm going to be honest, this run is already a little longer than I realized. Well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, yeah. He
did that came in 2000. That.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty was 2003. And maybe to your point, that feels like it might have been the end. He has a bunch of movies after that. But I'm trying to see which one.
Because I don't remember him. Thank you, Bryce. Dr. Robotnik. I don't remember him anything before Dr. Robotnik. I'm sure he was in some stuff, but.
What is Dr. What is,
that's
what
the Sonic movie. That's the character he played in the Sonic movie.
Oh.
Which was almost like a.
What I came out at. Well, he. So that came out in 2000. Both. Oh, yeah. That came out in 2000.
What, Sonic?
Yeah. I'm sorry. 2020. I'm sorry. Okay. 2020. His last movie before that was 2016. Hmm. And I've heard of neither of these movies. Dumb and Dumber.
Didn't two need to be made.
Was 2014.
You know, somebody put it in the chat. You know what was solid is Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, that was fine.
I thought that was okay.
Anthony Anderson. Yeah.
I thought that was okay.
He had
that was okay.
Three black sons that were all like 250, 300.
That movie was okay.
That part was so hilarious to me.
Funny. That was funny.
Jim Carrey and his three black sons.
And who was he? Was he married to? Was it Reese Witherspoon? Who was he married to?
No, I think it was Renee Zellweger.
Renee. Jerry Maguire, right?
Yeah. I was thinking about Renee Zellweger the other day, which is a wild sentence to say out loud. Because I was listening to this podcast. It's an Odyssey podcast. I think it's called Hollywoodland. Mm. And it breaks down like moments in Hollywood with like different actors and actresses. Like I listened to one on like Charlie Sheen, Marlon Brando, and I was listening to this one on Judy Garland, and it was fascinating, like, and horrifying to like
Judy
listen
Garland,
to
Judy Garland.
Dorothy.
That's right.
What made me think of Renee Zellweger, because the movie I think it was called Garland. It might have been called Judy Garland. Was really good. Renee Zellweger played Judy Garland in that movie, and it's a terrific movie, absolutely terrific. Me, Myself, and Irene is a winner, though. Yeah, that's a good call. That's 2000. Win. That's a winner.
That's a solid one. But
God, he had a. That's a pretty
nice
good
one.
Stretch.
You said 94 to 2000.
Yeah, but 94 is insane. Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumber.
Crazy.
That's Jordan's 88 right there.
He was offensive and defensive player of the year.
That's great. I'm gonna try to do this real quick. Ace Ventura, you know, remember, $107 million at the box office, cost $15 million to make. The Mask cost $18 million to make, $352 million at the box office. Dumb and Dumber cost $17 million to make. $247 million at the box office.
Oh my God. So he did this about $750 million in a year?
1 year.
Well, like, that's what he got at the box office.
In 1994.
He almost made $1 billion in 1 year.
That is crazy. Oh my God.
Or grossed $1 billion, I should say.
Did you see the clip of, we're all over the place at this point, of Denzel Washington talking to, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Kyle sent it to me last night. His name, according to this brand new thought, is not Denzel. It's Denzel. He said his name is Denzel Washington Jr.
No. Like, we already did this with Tyrod Taylor. It's like, no. You can't change it now.
Well, he's not changing it. He's saying it's been said wrong this entire time.
I know, but you've already let us say it for this way for so long. Like, it's too late.
And I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Kimmel. Was like, prior to, I think he said there's four Denzels in the NFL or something like that. Mm. And he said, prior to you winning the Academy Award for Glory, there were none. And then he launches into this thing where it's like, well, you know what's funny about that is my name is not Denzel. It's Denzel.
Right.
And I just were like, okay, dude, it's too late.
Hey, my man Denzel, the last year and a half or so, he just don't care.
Can I tell you something, though?
Movie comes out today, or is out now, by the way.
Denzel Washington is the object of desire for virtually every black woman in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel is not. Can you imagine Rubeline Johnson going, I want to watch something with Denzel in it? No. She wants to watch something with Denzel in it.
You know who has that title right now? Well, I shouldn't say that, because there's a couple of different guys, including myself, who is in the running. But Jalen Hurts. Oh, my goodness. They love Jalen Hurts.
I was moderately offended by this last night. Jalen scores his first touchdown. And I say to Katie, yeah, the ladies love, they love Jalen. She goes, really? She grabs her phone, searches, and she goes, oh, yeah. And puts the phone down and doesn't say anything else. And I'm just kind of sitting here like, yeah, it's my fault. I shouldn't have said anything.
And for the ladies, Jalen's got 100% approval rating.
He's a good looking dude.
I want to see, maybe you know or you can
I'm
find.
I'm sorry, real quick, what's the movie that's out today?
Denzel's movie. With Spike.
Okay, yeah. Got you.
On Apple, I think it's directly to Apple.
Okay, that checks out, because he did Macbeth he did for Apple.
Mm, yeah.
I did not watch that.
Stole ASAP's watch the other day, too. I'm
sure he gave it back.
Maybe.
Denzel can steal his watch. Denzel cannot. Denzel, give me my watch back.
I don't know if the numbers are already out. I would love to see what the numbers were for last night's game, because every story on Instagram. I clicked on, men, women, and children, football's back. I'm so happy. Picture of them in front of their TV watching the game. Like every story from last night, had people watching that game last night, man. That was everywhere.
I just checked Sports Media Watch. I don't see anything yet. Eagles, Cowboys. I'm doing this. They're
probably
never safe.
Still trying to calculate.
They might be. I tried to do a quick search of Twitter. Let me check the one other ratings website we have. Nothing yet.
And is tonight is only YouTube?
Yeah.
Not even YouTube TV. It's YouTube. You go to YouTube and watch the game?
No.
Oh, it's YouTube
TV. No, it's YouTube TV.
Okay. Got you. And real quick, you can answer when I get back.
Great. I will answer Kenny's questions when we return. And we'll talk 49ers football here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And it teased the level of the earthquake killing Damien the Snake. Casey forgot what he was going to ask me.
What was really the worst tease of all time?
No, it was pretty bad.
He had a bad one recently, too.
Yeah, I think it was something about, was it the Run Your Game?
Oh, yeah, he was changing the rules or something like that.
Oh, the name change.
Yeah, he made his wait 2 hours. It. Yeah, he's like, guys, I got something to tell you in 2 hours. Like, oh, what is it? And he's like, well, you got to wait.
Well, I couldn't do a thing because then it would have been the game would have been playing. They would have been filing in like they were yesterday for no reason. Wow. I don't even know what I was talking about. And they were just, Run Your Game, Run Your Game. No, sir, it's not time yet.
Well, speaking of Run Your Game, how about Bake Your Wine?
Hey.
With Baker Family Wines holding this Pinot Noir 2022 right here. Got a text earlier during today's show, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
The esteemed creator of Baker Family Wines would like to join us.
Let's do it.
Well, he's joined some of us already.
Hey, that was such a cool day.
But the owner and creator of Baker Family Wines would like to join both of us.
Now that's, there we go.
Over the next couple. We have a date worked out, but I know better than to say it out loud. So plan on Dusty Baker being here with D'Lo and KC here in the very, very, very near future. In the meantime, head over to Baker Family Wines. It's in West Sacramento. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. Get some of those exclusive releases. Some of them they're going to roll out later on this month. You could find out about the tasting room specials. If you haven't been in there yet, it is a great place to go hang out. It's going to be a great place to watch football this year. We're going to do it there all together at some point. So make your plans to be with us at Baker Family Wines in the coming weeks. But stop by, grab a bottle, grab a drink. Check your local Nugget store and look for that familiar baseball stitch. You might be able to find Baker Family Wines there. So head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now or just head over to the tasting room in West Sacramento.
That's right, man. That's right. Shout out to the Nugget over in Green Haven on Florence Road. And you can go get some Baker Family Wines
there. There you go. Yeah. There you go. And shout out to the Hall of Famer Dusty Baker, who was the catalyst to launching this sponsorship with D'Lo and KC.
Yes.
And he'll be joining us here in the coming weeks.
Yes, indeed, man. And also, by the way, for the fourth time this year, Johnny G, Bake Your Wine.
Again, is it Bake Your Wine? Or Bake your wine.
It's up to you, pal.
It's not up to me. I'm not doing it.
It's your call.
What you mean? I didn't put that on the screen.
Oh, yeah. They're president of this league, whether you like it or not.
No.
And you know what? You brought up a good point. Other people have said,
Tomorrow.
So, rest on.
Effective,
gets the win.
Effective at noon, I resign the presidency of this.
Nah, once you're in, you're in for life.
What is this, the mafia?
Blood in, blood out.
Yeah, once you're in for life.
And sorry, Johnny G, I have to take that one off the board because it is Y-A, and Rust Dog got the win today. Bake your wine.
Dusty Baker popping in here, though, the day you were out is probably one of the all-time random moments on this show.
That was super random.
He wasn't even supposed to come on the show that day either. Oh. I was like, hey, Dusty, you want to come talk to Casey? Sure.
I didn't even know he was going to be here. I walked through those doors. I said, a black guy they're talking to. And I said, that's Dusty Baker. Wow. And I thought I'd just, hey, Dusty, how you doing? Move on with the day. 20 minutes later, knocking on, can you come in? Sure. Good stuff, man. Oh, it would have been better if my boy D-Lo was here.
Don't lie to me.
It would have been better.
It would have been cool because, like, Kenny got a conversation with him. He was in here talking to me in the studio for a bit.
And all I got
was. And he dapped me up, gave me a little pat on the chest. Like, all right, see you, little bro.
See all you, right. Bro.
Bye, Dusty. Just envisioning Jesse going, bye, Dusty. It's terrific.
See you, little bro.
Terrific. Who you guys got this weekend?
Oh, the Colts.
You were talking about a must win.
Yeah, no, if they lose, I'm out.
Man, so fragile.
Well, no, I got the Colts winning one to four games this season.
No, I got you. I'm just mean sports fandom. It's so fragile.
No, if you lose to the Colts, then yeah, we're done here. Yeah. Like, no offense to Michigan and Johnny G. Love them in the chatty house, but it's the Colts. It's Daniel Jones.
Wait, there's two? Johnny G is a Colts fan, too?
He hides. Johnny G kind of hides behind his Colts fandom and lets Michigan take the heat. I've noticed.
Oh, sorry about that, Johnny G.
By the way, everybody, I just posted.
We know Michigan's got bad taste in sports teams.
What the hell? You missed it earlier when I was doing Cash Caraway during one of the breaks. But, yeah, we going into Norman, Oklahoma with my boy Bryce Underwood and handling business. 2-0. Michigan going to handle business, baby.
Great. It's the only game worth watching all weekend other than Sac State, Nevada. It's the only one worth watching.
That's a good one. Iowa State in the morning. That's going to be a good one.
Mm. This is the only top 25 matchup all weekend, right?
Yeah, Michigan, Oklahoma.
San Jose State, Texas, if you're into that sort of thing.
Man.
The spread is.
Spartans are going to get.
San Jose State's getting 37 points in that one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll like this one. Oregon is taking on Oklahoma State and your boy Mike Gundy. Oregon is a.
Why is he my boy?
This your boy.
Okay.
Oregon is a 27.5 point favorite. I took Oregon and the points. They're going to beat the crap out of Mike Gundy. You'll enjoy that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tap in.
I'm actually surprised he still has a job.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Where the hell did that come from?
Honestly, I think that's the old Rise Guy soundboard. That's been here for a long time.
Somewhere Whitey just went, hey! Well, not somewhere. I know where, but... Shout out Whitey and Mark.
Yeah, man. So, we got the Niners game.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Christian McCaffrey officially, like our guy Rod said earlier, listed as questionable.
Okay.
For Sunday's game. He came out early in practice. I don't think
he did not practice.
Yeah.
He didn't finish it. Cam Inman had video of the running backs, and behind the running backs was Christian McCaffrey. He was working out with the trainers. He was skipping, jumping, moving, cutting. It's like, oh, okay. For whatever it's worth, and I think Matt Maiocco tweeted this part, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, they weren't around him. He was just working out with the trainer. So my guess is it's either not that serious or a decision has already been made.
Mm-hmm.
The smarter minds have said a decision has already been made. Kyle, Rod even leaned towards like, maybe he won't. Like, it doesn't seem to be a big deal, but maybe it's something they lay off here.
Yeah, I'd fall back. I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't play him. That's a tough call, too. But
are we a little hypersensitive to Cav
for yeah, sure.
Injuries,
absolutely,
and especially strains, pains, aches.
I think if this was how do I put this? If this was the beginning of the last season, I don't think we'd be as hypersensitive to it. But obviously, what's going on in the sports world? But he's just coming off a season where he had what is it? Bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, nah, let's be cool with that. Could have been something, like I said, where if you've dealt with those type of injuries before, you feel any little twinge and it's like, let's hold on a second. Let's not move too fast right now. Let me just calm down. That might be the case with him and the 49ers.
It could also be could it be ooh, I feel, y'all know what this is. Not the same as before, though. Mm. This is different. I don't know what this is. It's annoying.
Right.
You know, there's painful, there's annoying, there's uncomfortable. There's also I'm hurt, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't appear I'm hurt. We just don't know what.
Right. I would think he wouldn't even be out there.
This just dawned on me. Did Kyle talk already? I would think he did. Practice was started at least 3 hours ago.
Yeah, he.
Let's get TC in here, okay. While we look into this a little bit. 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's good, baby? TC, what's good? Terrence,
is you ordering food?
TC, why does he do this? Terrence,
TC.
TC, the world is waiting for you.
Hey, look, man, check it out. I ain't got no Kings trades.
No.
Where are you at? Where are you doing?
Bro, I'm ordering. Listen, I'm at Fire Wings right now. If y'all really want to know, Chatty House. I'm at Fire Wings right now. We're getting wings right now.
On free ads.
I told you he was ordering food.
we have Fire Wings right now. Y'all, D-Lo, check it out. Listen, hey. I kind of want to – simple yes or no, bro. I kind of want to go back since they up against it, right? They up against it. Steve Ballmer, what y'all think about DeRozan, right? I know he ain't going nowhere. What y'all think about DeRozan for John Collins?
TC, go get your wings. Go get your wings, Terrence.
He opened the car. I'm pretty sure saying he didn't have a Kings trade, right?
TC, go get – he just made that up in line at Fire Wings. Also, Fire Wings, you owe us like $5,000 for that. This man said, "I'm in line ordering at Fire Wings."
What did you think about DeRozan for John Collins for no reason at all?
Just vibes. Okay?
Oh, man,
I got so many questions. Was TC in line ordering food and decided to call us?
No, he was on hold. He probably.
Was he calling us and then got in line to get food?
No, yeah, he was on hold for like 5 minutes, so I assume he called us, walked into the establishment that we're not going to name anymore unless you pay us.
Yeah.
And then was waiting in line while he happened to be on hold.
Okay.
And then when we were ready to take his call, Warder was ready to go.
Okay. And that's pretty quick, too. It usually isn't that quick.
You imagine?
Maybe he was picking up the order. Maybe he already ordered it online. He was picking up the order. And
Pray for Mojo says the line must have been annoying. Can you imagine like the cashier lady just waiting to take his order? She's like, hold on, I gotta talk to you and Casey right now.
Hold on, I gotta get John Collins to Sacramento.
I wish that would have happened.
Sir.
Do you want ranch or not? No, hold on one second. Yo, D-Lo, Casey, Jesse in the back.
Check
Give me
out.
A second.
Check it out. Hey. All of those years working at WCW and I never had Fire Wings.
I like
it. Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
That's $6,000 Fire Wings.
Yeah. It's a spec spot.
I'm going to send this off to one of the sales execs right now.
Yeah, right. Hey, this is what we can do for you.
If that's the case, I love it. I love it.
All right, let's not get too carried away.
No, I'm gonna hit you with the Razor Ramon. Hey. You people, you know who I am. But you don't know why I'm here. Mitch in Staten Island.
Yeah, come on, man.
What's up, man?
Casey, Damien, how you guys doing? Jesse, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
We have to get TC a life. You know what I'm saying?
A life?
You're going to be going to take out food or fast food. It's not good for you.
Hold on, hold on. I think he's got a wife.
Oh, no. I think TC's married.
He's married, yeah.
He's very happy.
Okay, good, good. I thought maybe he was in a doghouse. But a piece of... Anyway, that kind of reminds you. I've done this before. I never spoke in front of customers at FedEx while I'm on the phone. You know, the customers conference. But I'll be talking to you guys. And a few other guys, too. Okay, a few other stages. All right.
Yeah, we've heard.
Okay, all right. Giving the dog treats to the dog.
We love you over here, though, Mitch.
I love you guys, too. You know, great show. You guys work hard. I love the effort. You got to love the college. Well, what's so funny?
I love the effort. The effort. Well, I'm glad you appreciate our effort.
What do you think of college football this weekend, Mitch?
College football, USC is in a cover. They're favored by 28. The Big Ten is so good. A couple other quarterbacks you got to mention. Fernando Mendoza. I know he's Mexican. I have a feeling he is. He's great. He's going to be a first-round pick. And a guy from Hawaii, I believe Cal took him because they let go of Fernando Mendoza. Let me just get his name right. Jerome Kewi Saka Palute.
What? I had to cut that off before we got fired.
Oh, my goodness.
What does him being Mexican have to do with anything?
And he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure if he was.
But he had to say it. Oh, man. I don't know what call was funnier.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life,
made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is easily the funniest back-to-back call we've ever had.
Money Mitch. Money Mitch. He gave his pick. He said USC's covering. Money Mitch.
Courtesy of Nick Wagner. Oh, my God. I'm crying. I cannot believe there are radio stations that put Mitch on a do not air list.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are doing this all wrong.
That guy. That is that's one of the goats.
Courtesy of our buddy Nick Wagner.
Really tearing the line there.
Oh, my God. Well, still not the worst thing he's ever said in the air. All right, stop.
Seven more minutes. We got seven more minutes.
We're professionals. We have a job to do. Courtesy of our buddy Nick Wagner. From Christian McCaffrey, I always plan to play. I feel great about where I'm at. What? Unfortunately, when you have the injury history that I have, sometimes when you don't practice, things get blown out of proportion. But I feel great. Again, that's Christian McCaffrey. I butchered that whole read, so hopefully everybody understood it.
Oh, I understood what you said, what he said. How do you feel great and you have a calf issue?
I read it as he's being just really, really proactive. Like maybe he felt something weird and it might not have been even something, but just the fact that there's even a feeling. All right, let me sit down real quick.
Listed as questionable. I always plan to play. I feel great about where I'm at. Unfortunately, when you have the injury history that I have, sometimes when you don't practice, things get blown out of proportion. But like I said, I feel great. Maybe he's not injured. Maybe it didn't feel great. Maybe it was tight. Maybe whatever.
Okay, how do we feel about that, though? If he feels something, then he's got to sit. Like, just he's got to miss practice. Like, if it's just
good thing you're not in charge of whether you play or not.
Okay. I hope he's okay.
Casey's out.
Well, no, it's okay to be like, I felt a little twinge. You didn't feel great, clearly. Okay.
Hold
something
on.
Happened.
No, there's more. There's more. Okay. Now it's getting weird.
Getting?
Well, listen. Shanahan declined to go into detail about McCaffrey's injury. I'll learn to do this at some point, I promise. But McCaffrey shed a little bit of light on the situation, saying it was nothing serious, though he did not offer specifics. Here's another quote. I'm not supposed to go into anything that happened, but I felt like it was the smart thing to do to not finish the practice. I've been there before, and I've been my own worst enemy in situations like that, and I was proud of myself for not doing that again. Like I said, I went through a whole training camp. I feel great about where I'm at.
Okay. I
asked Friday if he felt he needed to be conservative in coming back from his calf issue given what happened last year. At the end of the day, if you can play, you play in the game. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with the obviously the national public scrutiny that he has for his injury history, but it feels like it's okay if you just said, yeah, it felt a little twinge at practice.
I'm not supposed to talk about what happened. What were you guys playing, freeze tag or something? What are you talking about?
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
You were at practice. Something happened. You didn't finish practice. Okay, why? Yeah.
Once again, I felt
what Nick Bosa got you in an ankle lock because you guys were playing WWE. What is the problem?
Because he saw you talking to. Never mind.
Well, hey, come on, man, stop it.
What are you doing, Christian? I'll show you.
We called him White Boy Rick and White Boy Nick. Dave Garcia had a much better nickname for for Nick Bosa that all.
Oh man!
That I'll leave out there.
That was weird though. That's weird.
That's a little odd. That's a little odd. Does it heighten your concern or lower it? Or do nothing?
It does nothing because he's out there. He's walking around. He's at least participating in warmups. It doesn't make me feel any differently mm-hmm. about the potential of that injury.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just odd. Like I said, I don't know why. If you felt a little twinge when you were running, it's perfectly normal to say, yeah, I felt a little something. I don't think it's serious, but as a precaution, I wanted to sit out the rest of practice as opposed to pushing through it like I have in the past. And maybe, yeah, or maybe I didn't take something like that seriously in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take all precaution this time and take it seriously and sat out in practice. Other than that, though, I feel great. There's no problem with saying that. Did you add, more?
He said he's proud of himself.
Yeah. Good job, CMC.
Gold star for Christian.
Yeah, good job, I guess. But you just add more confusion by talking about it the way he did.
Yeah, well, at least he talked about it, I guess.
Kyle wouldn't talk about it, I think. I saw.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. He said, I'm not going to get into specifics. What the hell happened? You were at practice. Like, what could have possibly happened? Were you planting trees? What was the problem?
Either way, Christian or no Christian on Sunday, the Niners are winning in Seattle.
Okay.
Hey, Seattle, Niners are coming to take you down. Yeah.
All right, Russ.
We got a deal.
What the hell is this problem?
Hey, Seattle, Niners are smacking that ass.
Hey guys, I'm Russell Wilson. This is my alter ego, Mr. Unlimited. I'm unlimited.
I got the Niners winning, and I got the Patriots, unfortunately, winning on Sunday.
Really?
I think that's a little bit of a tough spot for the Raiders.
No Christian Gonzalez, though.
I did see that. That does make me fall back a little bit.
Why is New England a tough spot? Is it the like, is it New England, like being in New England? Is it
the travel? Being, or is being it,
you,
there?
Are you in on the Patriots?
I'm not in
are you
on
listening
them.
To Cattles on the Insiders? You're all about.
I'm not in on them, but I do think they'll be competent. I think the defense will be pretty strong. So. Vrabel, his first game, he's going to have those guys ready to go. So I think that's
careful, though. I don't want to say they were incompetent last year. Like, Jerod Mayo was a first year head coach that they just told, hey, beat it, kid.
Well,
all right.
They'll be better.
Wow.
Drake May, I'm anxious to see what he got going on.
Back to hating black coaches.
who did he fire the other day?
Who?
Did you fire Tomlin or did you fire Tomlin?
You said that Tomlin's going to suck.
I didn't say Tomlin was going to suck. I said the Patriots weren't going to make the playoffs and Tomlin was going to finish below 500.
Damn.
For the first
time
in his
career.
The
streak was fraudulent.
That's not what I said.
You two said that.
He said the Undertaker streak was more real than Mike Tomlin.
I might have said that. Or you said that. Someone.
Maybe we all said it.
How about we just end this show because I'm going home. I'm tired of this. We'll be back here Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos 49ers!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.